Welcome to the Nutrition Nibble. It's Heidi,
Jess,
and Ella. And today on the Nutrition Nibble, we'll be discussing
brain food.
So is it a good idea to have snacks between meals to promote focus?
Sure. So when we're thinking about our brain function and helping us to concentrate and focus, the foods that we eat can make a really big difference. So making sure that we're getting enough fuel going to our brain. So if we're skipping breakfast in the morning, or we're not eating enough in our meals and then not having snacks, that means that we're not going to be getting enough fuel going to our brain, because the main fuel our brain needs is carbohydrate, basically. So our body absorbs the carbohydrate. That's broken down in our gut and goes into our blood as glucose. And it's our blood glucose levels that help to fuel our brain. So if our blood glucose is too low, that's going to affect our concentration and focus. But also if we're eating foods that make our blood sugars go all over the place and up and down, that can affect our focus as well. So we want to be looking at foods that keep our blood sugars nice and stable. And often they're the lower glycemic index foods. So we think more about our whole grains and our fruits and the starchy veggies and things like that often are a little bit better, rather than the overly processed sort of carbohydrate foods.
Mm-hmm. What are some snacks you recommend having during studying?
So when we think about snacks for study, we want to have snacks that help to keep our blood sugars really stable and also stop us from feeling hungry as well. If you're trying to study and you're getting really hungry, that can be distracting. So trying to have foods that keep our bodies full and also keep our blood sugars stable. So snacks that have got a little bit of protein in them can be really good, because that can fill us up a little bit. So if we think about things like even some of our dairy options, yogurt, cheese, eggs, those sorts of things can be good, but also making sure we're having some carbohydrate in that snack as well, because that's the fuel for our brain. So again, it could be some cheese and dry biscuits, or some yogurt and fruit, or you know, even some people do leftovers as snacks, a little bowl of leftovers that's got some chicken and quinoa or something like that in it, or a smoothie. A smoothie is a good thing too, because your hydration can be have an impact on your brain as well, and your brain function and focus. So if you're getting dehydrated, that can affect your concentration and ability to study and focus. So getting those fluids in between your meals is really important as well.
And can certain foods impact our mental health? And if so, what are the best for positive mental health?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because there's lots of research now looking at the food we eat and the effect it has on our brain, not just for concentration and study and that side of it, but also the effect it can have on our thought processes and feelings, and how our brain affects our mental health. So a lot of the research now is pointing more towards a Mediterranean style diet. So a way of eating that includes lots of fresh foods. So lots of fruit and veg, lean proteins, whole grains, and also some healthy fats as well. So things like nuts and seeds and olive oil and avocado. And a nutrient that's really important for our brains is omega-3. So omega-3 is found, or some of the richest sources are our fish and seafood, but you can also get it from flax seeds and walnuts and some of those more vegetarian alternatives as well. So thinking about the foods we eat and how it affects our concentration, but also how it can affect our mental health.
Watch next week's episode for Insight on
food myths and misinformation.